إن للمتقين عند ربهم جنات النعيم. Indeed, for the Allah conscious are gardens of delight. Shall we then treat the Muslims like the criminals? Now this is a very important ayat. Please highlight it. أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ Shall we then treat those who submit, those who obey, like those who are criminals? That's what we expect, isn't it? That we can sin and we can lie and we can gossip and we can cheat and we can backbite and we'll enter the Jannah of Hazrat Abu Bakr and the Jannah of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhuma. Allah says, think about it. Allah doesn't say that we're not going to treat the Muslims like the criminals. And Muslim is not just one who is born saying La ilaha illallah, Muslim one who obeys. Allah says, logically think about it, people. Should we then treat those who obey Allah like those who are disobeying Allah? Does that seem fair to you? Does that seem just to you? Malakum, what's wrong with you? Kaifa tahkumun, how are you judging? What criterion are you judging this from? Or do you have a book wherein you learn that you shall therein have all that you choose? That's what we believe. Do what you will, say La ilaha illallah, and we'll enter Jannah. And the Prophet will intercede for us and we'll all be in Jannah. So Allah is Ghafoor Rahim and go on sinning and having a good time. Allah says, Ma lakum, what's wrong? What's happened to your brains? Do you have a book from which you're reading all this? Or do you have promises from us, reaching to the day of judgment, that yours will be what you judge? Is that what Allah promised you? Salhum, ask them, which of them will stand surety for that? Look at the complacency with which people say, oh well, Allah will punish us for a little time and then He'll put us in Jannah. Has Allah given us a promise? Can we endure 5 seconds of burning? Forget 5 years or 5 days or 5 hours? Ask them, which of them will stand surety for that? What proof do we have that Allah is going to put us in Jannah and forgive us all our sins? Or do they have partners? Then let them bring their partners if they are truthful. Someone who's going to get up and intercede for us. Because we've already learned that the Prophet ﷺ can only intercede for those whom Allah allows. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ Remember the day when the shin shall be laid there and they shall be called towards sajda, but they shall not be able to do so. Their eyes will be cast down and humiliation will cover them. They used to be called towards sajdas whilst they were fine. Now why is sajda mentioned here? Sajda is salat, but it's not just salat. See, sajda symbolizes the surrender of this intellect. That even if I cannot understand the wisdom behind any of Allah's laws, I don't say, well, let me think about it, and when I can understand it rationally, then I start obeying Allah. Because that was the satanic kufr, that I'm better than Adam, so I don't see any sense in doing sajda before him. When we start trying to rationalize every command and saying, no, I'll only obey Allah once I can understand the logic behind it, then that's where we go wrong. Sajda symbolizes that I lay this intellect, this brain of mine, that teaches me to be arrogant, that teaches me to disobey before Allah and say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glorified is my Lord, the Most Exalted. If I cannot understand the wisdom behind any of Allah's laws, then that's because my understanding is limited. Not because of any flaws in Allah's command. They used to be called towards sajda whilst they were healthy. But because they did not submit before Allah in this world, they won't be able to submit before Him in that. فَذَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ Then leave me alone with such as deny this Qur'an. We shall punish them gradually from directions they do not even perceive. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ And right now I'm granting them a respite. We can read these words and take comfort in Allah's words. أُمْلِي لَهُمْ I am granting them a respite. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ My plan is very strong. The mills of God grind slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine. Or is it that you ask them a wage so that they are heavily burdened with debt? Is that why we stay away from Allah, that we might have to give up our wealth? Or is it that the unseen is in their hands so that they can write it down? Are we going to decide our own fate? فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ So wait with patience for the decision of your Lord. وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ Do not be like the companion of the fish when he cried out to us while he was in deep sorrow. Why is Yunus alayhi salam mentioned here? Yunus alayhi salam preached to his people and tried to convey the message to them. When they repeatedly denied and they repeatedly did not listen, instead of waiting for Allah's command, he left before Allah's command came And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had him swallowed by the whale. And in the whale's belly, he turned to Allah in repentance. What is the message for us? That we should not be impatient for Allah's command. No, I don't understand. Why is it that Allah's letting the Chechnyans be killed and why are the Russians surviving all this? Allah says, فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Be patient. Wait for the decision of your Lord. Don't let your deen be put into fitna. Don't fall into doubts and misgivings. That, well, Allah has told us that the Muslims will succeed, but everywhere we see Muslims suffering, and that doesn't make sense. فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Be patient for the command of your Lord. Had not a grace from his Lord reached him, he would indeed have been in the stomach of the fish. So he was cast off on the naked shore, while he was to be blamed. فَاجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. It's not for us to condemn Yunus alayhi salam. فَاجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ. Then his Lord chose him. فَجَعَلَهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And he made him of the righteous. And indeed those who disbelieve would almost make you slip with their eyes through hatred. When they hear the reminder and they say, indeed he is a madman. وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And it is nothing other than a reminder for all the worlds. Suratul Haqqa. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Haqqa. Mal-Haqqa. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْحَاقَ. The inevitable. What is the inevitable? And what will make you realize what the inevitable is? The people of Thamud and Ad denied the striking hour of judgment. As for Thamud, they were destroyed by the awful cry. And as for Ad, they were destroyed by a furious violent wind, which Allah imposed on them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession, so that you could see men lying overthrown as if they were hollow trunks of date palms. Do you then see any remnants of them? And Fir'aun and those before him, and the cities overthrown. And they disobeyed their Lord's messenger, so he seized them with a strong punishment. Indeed, when the water rose beyond its limits, we carried you in the floating ship, that we might make it an admonition for you, and that it might be retained by the retaining ears. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. Then when the trumpet will be blown with one blowing, and the earth and the mountains shall be removed from their places, and crushed with a single crushing. Then on that day shall the great event befall, and the heaven will be rent asunder, for that day it will be frail and torn up, and the angels will be on its sides, and 8 angels will that day bear the throne of your Lord above them. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ. That day shall you all be brought to judgment. لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ. Not a secret of you will be hidden. As we read in Surah Zumar, أَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. The earth will be illuminated by the light of its Lord. No place to hide. No dark corners that we can skulk and hope that, oh Allah won't see me here. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمْقَرَأُوا كِتَابِيَا. Then as for him who will be given his record in his right hand, he will say, here, read my record. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَا. Surely I did believe that I would meet my Lord. The student who knows he's done his best, the student who studied his hardest, look at the calm confidence with which this person will receive his record. That I knew that I would meet my Lord, so I prepared for it. So he shall be in a life well-pleasing. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. In a lofty paradise. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٌ. The fruits and bunches whereof will be low and near at hand. See, the low fruit symbolizing this person's humility. Not that he was arrogant in the world that, well, Allah knows how much I'm doing for him. No, he was humble. And so he will be told, eat and drink at ease for that which you have sent on before you in days past. In other words, you brought some deeds that have made you attain this Jannah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. And as for he who will be given his record in his left hand. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَا وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَابِيَا. Him who will be given his record in his left hand, he will say, I wish that I had not been given my record. Like a student who sees the report and realizes he's failed. No promotion. What does he say? He wishes he could burn the report, that he needn't show it to his parents. So this person will say, I wish that I had not been given my record, and that I had never known what my account is. Ya laytaha kanat al-qadiya. If only that death had been my end. Now this is frightening. All of us long for immortality. None of us can bear the thought of dying. See, why is all this important emphasis on cloning? So that in some way, some part of you is living on. And on that day, this person will say, I wish that death had been the end. Nothing more after that. Ma aghna anni maliya. My wealth has not helped me. Halaka anni sultaniya. My power has gone from me. Sultaniya is not just power. It's not just authority, it's arguments. People have come up with endless arguments to rationalize their disobeying Allah. You know, if you attend parties and you hear the endless discussions, no, why has Islam allowed a man to marry up to 4 wives? And why is it that Islam discriminates against women? And why is it that the testimony of 2 women is equal to 1? And Islam is not practical. And no, I'll just explain to Allah, it's more important that you serve mankind. You know, salat is not that important. Halaka anni sultaniya. All those glib arguments that he'd prepared, all those phony excuses, all those eloquent arguments, those speeches against Islam, they will all desert this person. Khudhuhu faghulluhu. Seize him and fetter him. Not that he'll be told, well, think about it, and because you didn't have time to think about it, you'll be left alone. No, seize him and chain him. Then throw him into the blazing fire. Then fasten him with a chain, whereof the length is 70 cubits. Why? Innahu kana la yu'minu billahi al-azim. He did not believe in Allah the Most Exalted. When we deny Allah, that's not something light. It's not a joke. Like people generally say, well, why is it that disbelievers, you know, so what if they don't believe in Allah and they serve humanity? In Allah's eyes, this is the greatest crime. Innahu kana la yu'minu billahi al-azim. He did not believe in Allah the Most Exalted. وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ تُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And he used to not urge on the feeding of the poor, cheating Allah's rights and people's rights. فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَاهُنَا حَمِيمٌ. So no friend has he here this day. All those hangers-on, all those people who used to flatter him because of his wealth, all will desert him. Nor any food except filth from the washing of wounds. لَا يَأْكُلُهُ إِلَّا الْخَاطِئُونَ. None will eat this except the sinners. So I swear by whatsoever you see, and by whatsoever you do not see, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ, that this Qur'an is the word of an honored messenger. It is not the word of a poet. Little is it that you believe. Nor is it the word of a soothsayer. Little is it that you remember. Why is poetry and the soothsayer mentioned over here? We read poetry for mental peace and for mental stimulation. But after reading that poem, you put it away. You don't start acting upon it. It doesn't change your life. So in the same way, if we're reading the Quran just for intellectual stimulation and just for that few moments of spiritual ecstasy, and we're not planning to act upon it, then the Quran will not help us. Allah says it's not poetry that you read it and you enjoy it and you say Subhanallah and you go home and do whatever you were doing. Little is it that you believe. It's not the word of a soothsayer that you read the Quran and say, you know, it's amazing and all the predictions the Quran has made about science are coming true. And you restrict your understanding of the Quran just to scientific proofs and just to predictions that now have come true. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah says, you're so shallow. Little is it that you take heed. What is this Quran above all? هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It's guidance. It's a code book on how to live our life in every aspect. In every sphere, not something that we treat as an intellectual enjoyment. This is the revelation sent down from Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the worlds. And if he had forged a false saying concerning us, we would surely have seized him by his right hand, and then we would have cut off his life artery, and none of you could have withheld us from punishing him. Not that na'uzubillah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even contemplated doing such a thing. Allah uses these forceful words to remind us that this Quran is from Allah and Allah alone. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And it is a reminder for the Allah conscious. People say, oh, I read the Quran and it didn't change me at all. That's because they didn't have taqwa. We want the Quran to change us. We need to inculcate this quality of Allah consciousness within us. And indeed, we know there are some among you that deny this Quran, either by words or by actions. وإنه لحسرة على الكافرين. And indeed it will be an anguish for the disbelievers. What are we told by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? القرآن حجة لك أو عليك. The Quran will either be an argument for you or against you. And indeed this Quran is an absolute truth with certainty. For whom will it be an argument in their favor? For those who act upon it. For those who fulfill its rights. And as for those who just read it and then don't bother to act upon it, then it will intercede against them. فَصَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. So glorify the name of your Lord, the most exalted. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. Surah Al-Ma'arij. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سأل سائل بعذاب واقع. للكافرين ليس له دافع من الله ذي المعارج. A questioner asked a question concerning the torment about to befall the disbelievers, which none can avert from Allah, the Lord of the ways of ascent. This was Nazr bin Harith, and scornfully he asked, so when will this day of judgment come? Allah says, the angels and Jibreel ascend to him in a day the measure whereof is 50,000 years. In other words, our concept of time and Allah's concept of time is something totally different. فَاسْتِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. So be patient, a beautiful patience. What is sabr? That we persevere in good deeds. That we persevere in abstaining from evil. And that we are patient at times of difficulty. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Why should we do sabr? Why should we persevere? And this sabran jameela, the sabr of Yaqub alayhi salam. Because Allah says these people think that the torment is a long way off. And we see it near. See, we need to know that our day of judgment starts once our death occurs. And we always think there's lots of time. I'm not dying as yet. Many years to turn to Allah. Many years to obey Allah. So let me have a good time first. Allah says these people think it's a long way off. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. And we can see how near it is to them. The day that the sky will be like molten copper and the mountains will be like flakes of wool. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا. And no friend will ask a friend. In other words, that these friends of ours that encourage us to disobey Allah, they won't even ask about us on that day. يُبَصَّرُونَهُمْ. Although they shall be made to see one another. Not that they didn't see each other and that's why they're not concerned. They will see each other, but every man that day will be worried about himself. The criminal will wish that day to ransom himself from the punishment of that day. بِبَنِيهِ. By his children. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِي. And his wife and his brother. وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ. And his family who sheltered him. وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. And all that are in the earth so that it might save him. Now look at the words of the ayat. The criminal, not the non-Muslim, not the kafir or the agnostic or the atheist. We complacently think that this kalma that we've said will save us from everything. Allah says the criminal, the one who disobeyed Allah. What will he wish that day when he sees the torment? He will wish to ransom himself by flinging his children inside. Those of us who are mothers, can we even imagine that? No, the mother is one who says, take me, kill me, not my child. But this is Allah telling us that if we sin and if we disobey Allah, that on that day, we will wish, God forbid, that our children could be taken, not us. And his wife and his brother, our nearest and dearest, our loved ones, وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ. His family who sheltered him. Not a family who was cruel to him, a family who protected him, supported him. A man will say, take everyone, but don't take me. Everyone on this earth, ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ, if only somehow he could escape. كَلَّا, never. Every man for himself. No burdened soul shall bear the burden of another. If we sin, we are punished. If we do good, we are rewarded. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Man shall have only what he himself strived for. No blaming anyone else. By no means. Indeed, it will be the fire of hell. Burning completely the skin. See how sensitive our skin is? And Allah says it will be completely gone, completely finished. Calling to such as turn their backs and turn away their faces. It's so frightening, it's as if hell will be calling out to the people, to the criminals, that you have to come in me as well. And calling all those who turn their backs and turn away their faces and collect wealth and hide it. In other words, people who had a lot of money but weren't interested in spending it for Allah's sake. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Indeed, man has been created impatient. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. When evil touches him, he becomes irritable. Any problem and we start complaining. How could Allah do this to me? Why me? This is not fair. What about all my prayers? What about all my wazifas? وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. And stingy when good touches him. When we're in trouble, we make promises. I'll give so much money for sadqah. I'll start reading the Quran. I'll start reading regularly. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. And when that problem is gone, gone are those prayers, gone is that tahajjud, gone are those sadaqat and all those wazifas, and we're back to normal. Is everyone like this? Is everyone as ungrateful, as contemptible as this? إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Except those who pray. Now we too pray, don't we? But Allah says, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. Those who are constant in their prayers. Not that you read 5 prayers for 1 week and then for the next month you don't even go near the prayer mat. Or you read all the prayers but you can't get up for Fajr. As someone once said, if you can't wake up for Fajr, then don't wake up at all. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. Those who are constant in their prayers. Who don't make a mockery of salat. Now this has a deeper meaning as well, that they are constantly in a state of prayer. That doesn't mean that they're on the prayer mat all day long. No, but after finishing their prayer, they have that inner sensitivity to Allah. That just as when you're in salat, you're not cheating, you're not lying, you're not backbiting, when they finish their salat and they get up from that prayer mat, they retain that Allah consciousness. They retain that feeling, that awareness that they're standing before Allah. And so, they restrain themselves from evil. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, salat prevents obscenity and it prevents from all that's wrong. Salat doesn't mean that once you finish your salat, you get up and you go and do whatever sin you want to do. No, that's not salat. Those who are constantly in a state of prayer, that their prayer is not just confined to those 5 times a day, that prayer teaches them to remember Allah at all times. And those in whose wealth there is a known right, a recognized right, for the one who asks and for the deprived. Subhanallah. Allah says there's a recognized right. When they give sadqah, they're not doing someone a great favor. It's as if, yes, I have to give this. And when I give this, I'm doing myself the favor. For the one who asks and for the deprived one. In other words, whether someone is asking for their help, or someone is too proud to ask for their help, the mu'min is sensitive to the plight of all around him. Not just that you sign a check and give it as sadqah in some orphanage and think you've done your duty. No, the mu'min is sensitive to those around him. And if he realizes that someone's suffering but is too proud to ask, then he helps him out. Not as a favor, as a recognized right. That yes, this person has a right upon me. Why? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Because the believers are like brothers. Supporting one another and helping one another. وَالَّذِينَ يُصَّدِّقُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Who are the people who can do all this? Those who confirm the day of judgment. Only someone with yaqeen in the hereafter can make such sacrifices of his wealth and time and desires. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَبَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. Those who fear the torment of their Lord. This is amazing. These people are spending their time in prayer. They're spending their time in remembering Allah. They're giving to others. Yet they fear the torment of their Lord. And this is the vision of a mu'min. The Prophet ﷺ did istighfar 70 times a day. Not that the mu'min complacently sits back and thinks, well, I read 20 tarawehs yesterday and I'm forgiven and I'm entering Jannat al-Firdaus. That's not the mu'min. Those who fear the torment of their Lord. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Who realize the seriousness of this life? سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Glory be to you, so save us from the torment of the fire. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّهِمْ غَيْرُ مَأْمُونَ. Why? Because the torment of their Lord is that before which none can feel secure. At no stage in our life can we sit back and say, well, now I've made it. Now I've made it to Jannah. No, that's why we constantly pray, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the straight path. And those who guard their chastity, they protect their private parts, they protect their haya, their inner modesty. Except from their wives or the slaves whom their right hands possess, For them they are not blameworthy. But whoever seeks beyond that, whoever is unfaithful, promiscuous, it is such who are trespassers, transgressors, and those who keep their trusts and their covenants. Every blessing that Allah has given us is an amanat. Our wealth, our time, our knowledge, our properties, our talents, our energies, our strength, our health, our children, all is an amanat that Allah has entrusted to us. He's going to take it back. وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ They fulfill their covenant. How ironical that Muslims today are known for their untrustworthiness, for their treachery, for their unreliability. And Allah says, no, a mu'min is one who keeps his commitment, whether made to men or to God. And what is the covenant we have all made? لا إله إلا الله. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِشَهَادَاتِهِمْ قَائِمُونَ And those who stand firm in their testimonies. No false testimonies. Nothing unjust comes from their mouths. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ Allah rounds it up. Allah concludes by saying, and those who protect their salat. This word protect is used for salat. If someone gives you a jewel, you won't just toss it aside. You won't just casually leave it aside. Or you won't wrap it up in dirty paper and put it in a corner of the room. You'll protect it. And you'll polish it. And you'll cherish it. And you'll keep it safe. And you won't let anyone mishandle it. In the same way, salat is a precious jewel we've been given. If someone tells you, well, sit with me for 5 more minutes and you can get up and read Qaza later on. Don't let them do that to you. Protect your salat. It's a jewel that Allah has given. Protect the timings, the purity, and the inner humility. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتِ مُكْرَمُونَ Such shall dwell in the gardens on earth. Now we can think about it, that if we want Jannah, we can just read these actions and analyze ourselves. So what is the matter with those who disbelieve? That they hasten to listen from you in order to mocket you. Sitting in groups on the right and on the left of you. أَيَطْمَعُ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَن يُدْخَلَ جَنَّةَ نَعِيمٍ Allah is asking us, does every one of them hope to enter the paradise of delight? Whether you failed the compulsory subject, even if you ignored the salah, you ignored the commands of Allah, still we think we're going to make it to Jannah? كَلَّا It is not like that. We need some deeds before we can enter Jannah. We need Iman and good deeds. Iman in itself is not going to be enough that Allah will say, well, you were born saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, so enter Jannah. We need Iman and good deeds. Indeed, we have created them out of that which they know. So I swear by the Lord of all the points of sunrise and sunset in the east and the west, that surely we are able to replace them by others better than them, and we are not to be outrun. So leave them to plunge in vain talk and play about until they meet their day which they are promised. The day when they will come out of the graves quickly as racing to a goal, with their eyes lowered in fear and humility, humiliation covering them. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوْعَدُونَ This is the day which they were promised.